My husband, Craig Scott Amundsen of the U.S. Army, lost his life in the line of duty at the Pentagon on September 11th as the world looked on in horror and disbelief. Losing my 28-year-old husband and father of our two young children is a terrible and painful experience. I have heard angry rhetoric by some Americans, including some of our nation's leaders, who advise a heavy dose of revenge and punishment. To those leaders, I would like to make clear that my family and I take no comfort in your words of rage. If you choose to respond to this incomprehensible brutality by perpetuating violence against other innocent human beings, you may not do so in the name of my husband. Craig would not have wanted a violent response to avenge his death, and I cannot see how good can come of it. We cannot solve violence by violence. Mohandas Gandhi said, "An eye for an eye only makes the whole world blind." I call upon our nation's leaders to find the courage to respond to this incomprehensible tragedy by breaking the cycle of violence. I call on them to marshal this great nation's skills and resources to lead a worldwide dialogue from freedom, from terror and hate.